You're listening to All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Jamie Floyd. Just hours ago, Bergen County Sheriff Michael Saudino resigned his position in the wake of outrage over a series of racist remarks caught on tape. WNYC broke the story yesterday after obtaining a secret recording that captured the sheriff saying black people would be out of control if marijuana were legalized, and that the New Jersey Attorney General only got his job because he wears a turban. WNYC's Matt Katz brought us the recording. He joins us now with the latest. Hey, Matt.
Hi, Jamie.
The last you reported was that Saudino was digging in his heels. He was refusing to resign. What happened?
Sources tell me the pressure just got too overwhelming. He not only had the governor demanding his resignation, but every major official in the state denouncing him. He had reporters staking out his house and offices. And then he had direct pressure from the attorney general, Gurbir Graywal, who, of course, is the very man who is the object of some of the racist comments. In the tape, Saudino had said Graywal only got the attorney general job because he's of the Sikh faith, or as Saudino disparagingly put it, because of, quote, the turban. And what made that comment so disheartening to Graywal was the men knew each other. Graywal was the county prosecutor in Bergen. They worked together.
And you spoke with Graywal on Thursday. He sounded hurt by the sheriff's comments, said he was disappointed. Yeah. Did he have anything more to say this afternoon?
Yeah, he released a statement, but he left himself out of it. Instead, he referred to the other shocking comment that Saudino made. To remind our listeners, this recording was made in January after Saudino returned from the inauguration of a fellow Democrat, Governor Phil Murphy. And the sheriff is telling his colleagues, including two undersheriffs in the room, what Murphy said. One of the things Murphy spoke about was legalizing marijuana, which Saudino apparently didn't like. He said, quote, Christ Almighty, in other words, let the blacks come in, do whatever the expletive they want, smoke their marijuana, do this, do that. So Graywall's response to that racism today is not only concerned that a top official would make these comments about the African-American community, but the fact that, quote, no one in the room would challenge or correct him. And now, in addition to the sheriff, two of those people in the room are also resigning. In fact, all four of Saudino's undersheriffs are resigning. And more significantly, Graywal is raising the possibility of a wider investigation into the sheriff's office. A newly launched state office of public integrity and accountability will be working with the Bergen County Prosecutor's Office to examine whether there are deeper issues that warrant a wider investigation.
So the sheriff is gone. Four undersheriffs are gone. Say more, Matt, about what happens now with the department.
The sixth in command, Department Chief Kevin Pell, will take over the sheriff's office, and the county prosecutor's office will additionally oversee operations. All that until Murphy appoints an interim sheriff. Then there'll be an election next year. This is the largest law enforcement agency in New Jersey's most populous county, and they run the jail, which is more than a jail. There's 500 immigrants there as part of a lucrative contract with ICE. Saudino was making $130,000 in the job, plus another $130,000 a year for a pension he got as a retired police chief.
Is there any indication at this point that Saudino violated the law?
There's one segment of the tape where Saudino admits to breaking a rule about corrections officers on the K-9 unit. A few years ago, the county police department was disbanded and became part of the sheriff's department. So Sheriff Saudino was in charge of corrections officers, police officers, and sheriff's officers. And many of the police officers were laid off in this process. And they now say that corrections officers who are supposed to just be at the jail, they're doing police jobs on the street that they're unqualified for. And now here we have Saudino saying, yep, that's against the rules. And that's what we're doing. So I imagine this is part of what the AG could be looking at.
What does Governor Murphy, a Democrat, have to say about this?
He promised to restore faith in the sheriff's office and make sure, quote, bigoted beliefs displayed by the former sheriff are not given shelter. He said he'll appoint an interim sheriff who will rebuild the public's trust.
Right. There'll be a new sheriff in town, as the old saying goes. All right.
That's
WNYC's Matt Katz. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Jamie.